Hello and welcome to In Tune with Music. I'm volunteer reader Mike Amy. Today we're going to continue our exploration of unusual musical instruments, and we're going to Scotland, to the Highlands, to listen to some bagpipe music. Bagpipes are a woodwind instrument using enclosed reeds fed from a constant reservoir of air in the form of a bag. The Scottish Great Highland bagpipes are the best-known examples in the Anglophone world, but people have played bagpipes for centuries throughout large parts of Europe, northern Africa, western Asia, around the Persian Gulf, and northern parts of South Asia. The term bagpipe is equally correct in the singular or the plural, though pipers usually refer to the bagpipes as the pipes, a set of pipes, or a stand of pipes. A set of bagpipes minimally consists of an air supply, a bag, a chanter, and usually at least one drone. Many bagpipes have more than one drone, and sometimes more than one chanter, in various combinations held in place in stocks, sockets that fasten the various pipes to the bag. The most common method of supplying air to the bag is through blowing into a blowpipe or blowstick. In some pipes, the player must cover the tip of the blowpipe with their tongue while inhaling, while most blowpipes have a non-return valve that eliminates this need. In recent times, there are many instruments that assist in creating a clean airflow to the pipes and assist the collection of condensation. The use of a bellows to supply air is an innovation dating from the 16th or 17th century. In these pipes, sometimes called cauld wind pipes, air is not heated or moistened by the player's breathing, so bellows-driven bagpipes can use more refined or delicate reeds. Such pipes include the Irish Uilleann pipes, the Border or Lowlands pipes, Scottish small pipes, Northumbrian small pipes, and pastoral pipes in Britain, the Musette de Cour, the Musette Vechonnet, and the Cabret in France, and the Duty, the Koziol Biale, and the Koziol Zarni in Poland. The bag is an airtight reservoir that holds air and regulates its flow via arm pressure, allowing the player to maintain continuous, even sound. The chanter is the melody pipe, played with two hands. All bagpipes have at least one chanter. Some pipes have two chanters, particularly those in North Africa, in the Balkans, and Southwest Asia. Most bagpipes have at least one drone. That's a pipe that generally is not fingered, but rather produces a constant harmonizing note throughout play. Well, there's a lot of interesting information posted at Wikipedia about bagpipes if you'd like to learn more about them. We're going to listen to some music by Charlie Allen from the album Highlander, Outlander Unplugged. This first selection is Aftermath for bagpipes and ensemble performed by the Saor Patrol. The Seor Patrol, performing Aftermath for bagpipes and ensemble. This next selection is titled Brothers Fallen for bagpipes and ensemble. Brothers Fallen, performed by the Seor Patrol. The third selection, Close the Gap, for bagpipes and ensemble, also performed by the Seor Patrol, again from the album Highlander, Outlander Unplugged. Thank you. Close the Gap for bagpipes and ensemble. Next selection is titled Dead in the Water for bagpipes and ensemble. And again, all of these selections written by Charlie Allen and performed by the Sayer Patrol. Music for bagpipes and ensemble, that's titled Dead in the Water. And now, Heavy Heart for bagpipes and ensemble, performed by the Sayer Patrol. Thank you. Heavy Heart for bagpipes and ensemble, that from the album Highlander, Outlander Unplugged, music by Charlie Allen and performed by the Seor Patrol. Well, we hope you have enjoyed this program about bagpipe music and the bagpipe instrument. I'm Sun Sounds volunteer reader Mike Amy. Thank you for listening to In Tune with Music.